Not Your Power Couple, Ken and Carol Cook, are not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests or even our listeners. The information contained on this program or website is not medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement. We always encourage you to do your own research.
Good afternoon, Collin County. This is Ken Cook. I'm here with my wife, Carol.
Hello.
And this is Not Your Power Couple. And we are here with our special guests today, Mike and Kelly Hoffler of the Big Z Foundation. Welcome, you two.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
We are very glad that you are here today. So I'm going to start off with a big question. Share the foundation of the foundation, because I'm familiar with it, but I know a lot of people are not. So,
sure. During Zach's 2-year journey battling his illness, pilocytic astrocytoma, which is a brain tumor. He incurred multiple hospital stays. The first of which was a 2-week stint. 1 week he was basically he was unconscious, and so we were in intensive care. And then the following week, after he was given a shunt to relieve the brain pressure, we spent the following week on the oncology floor at Dallas Children's Hospital.
Gotcha.
Neuro oncology.
Yeah, and so during that week, of course, we never left his side, but we got to meet a bunch of children who were going through other primarily brain tumor treatment, some other cancers, leukemias, etc. And I noticed something strange with a number of them that we never got to meet their parents. Their parents weren't able to be there by their children's side. And we were fortunate enough to be with Zach the entire time. So, when Zach passed away, and we started, raising money, we can get into some of the detail there a little bit later, but, rather than start a foundation to give money to research, we decided to benefit the families so they could, with financial grants, so then they could maybe possibly be with their children while they're undergoing significant cancer treatment. So that's awesome. That's really the basis of the foundation.
Great. So where are you guys at now with the foundation and how, in your outreach and what you're doing with the foundation now?
Well, Ken, I was going to say also, in that vision, we decided to work through social workers because, first of all, we wanted to have the greatest impact that we could have, but we also worked through the social workers because they will send applicants to us for our grants that have the greatest need. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of vet all that for us. And so we have 3 children's hospitals now that we partner with: Children's Health here locally, and then Boston Children's, mm-hmm. Dana-Farber. And then our 3rd hospital is Monroe Carroll Jr. Hospital at Vanderbilt in Nashville.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
So it's been just to add a little bit, it's been 5 years since Zach passed. And so the foundation's been up and running for a little over 5 years. We've raised just around $1 million, primarily
impressive.
That's so great.
Thank you. Grassroots fundraising. So at this point, we started with 1 grant a month, for a family being treated at Dallas Children's, and now we're up to 5 a month or 60 grants a year, 3 families at Dallas Children's, 1 at Dana-Farber per month, and then 1 per month at Monroe Carroll.
Can you share some of the ways that you've helped families? You know the story that speaks to me. So I shared that earlier today with someone else and they got goosebumps. So I would love for you to share that story and perhaps a few more if you have them.
So, like I said before, it's really important that we assist families where they have the greatest need. So when we set up our missions statement, we left it kind of open. So it's not just cancer patients or brain tumor patients like my son, but it's any catastrophic childhood illness. And in one instance, there was a young woman who was in high school, and her whole dream was to become a mother and to become a teacher. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, they found out that that would just destroy her dream of becoming a mother one day. Mm. So they used our grant money to cryopreserve her eggs so that she could secure her future. And so the neatest thing too, I think, not only are we helping families in wherever their greatest need is, but like in this case and another case I'll tell you, is that it's more about also providing hope for these families where she would have lost her dream and lost that hope. And they were able to use the money to do that for her.
That's amazing.
Virtually all of these families have combined family income less than $50,000 a year, probably more than half, less than $25,000 a year. And so if you can imagine these families with multiple children, one of them ill, oftentimes the parents are hourly workers. Right. And so if they can't work, then of course they don't have income. So many of these families are facing eviction, foreclosure of their property. And so we pay rent, we pay mortgage. We actually paid out of pocket expenses for a prosthetic eye for a child that had retinoblastoma. We've purchased refrigerators, provided gift cards so they could fill the refrigerator up with healthy food.
Right.
so a myriad of things. And all these grants, of course, are, each grant is $1,200. All the grants run through the social workers at those three hospitals we discussed earlier.
That's great. I mean, I worked at Children's Hospital back when I lived in Massachusetts back in 1997 to 2000. And it was a great experience. So I know the level of that these guys work at to help families. Dana-Farber, my father, before he passed away, went through Dana-Farber. They were fantastic. So I just know that this money is being utilized in the best possible way.
Well, a lot of people don't realize how much it impacts the entire family, not just the child being assisted. And it actually can sometimes even affect the treatment that they receive.
So what are your plans for the foundation moving forward?
I back up a little
bit? Yeah, absolutely.
So I was going to tell you this one other story about Hope, in that we provided a grant for a family that the child was ill. And when the social worker walked into the hospital room to hand them the check, she said that the mother broke down in tears. And she said, "You just don't even understand what this means. We were just talking about the fact that we just lost all hope." And they had just found out that the mother had some sort of cancer as well that they were going to have to face. And she said, "You just brought, this check, this knowing that somebody else just even cared for them."
Mm-hmm. Right.
"That just restored their hope. And so we're just real grateful for that opportunity."
And we're grateful for you guys for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. It's been quite a journey, and we're changing lives, certainly for the better. During our journey with Zach that I referenced earlier, which was a 2-year journey battling this horrible disease, we were fortunate enough to be with Zach, but also we had we've been blessed with resources and a lot of friends, and through friends across the United States, friends here in Allen, Texas, our church at Sun Creek United Methodist Church. And so we had all the support system. Many of these families don't have nearly that kind of support or resources. It's a game changing foundation for us and for the families.
Right. Wow. Now, what are your plans for moving the foundation forward? And obviously we're here today because we want to get the word out to as many people as we can. And, so what is your plan there? And I mean, how can people get involved and help? What's the easiest way?
Yep. Great question. I'll start and then turn it over to Kel. So we started, like I said earlier, providing one grant a month, 12 a year. Now we're up to five a month, 60 a year. And our hope is just to continue to grow that number and partner with, deeper with the three hospitals we partner with today, and certainly adding hospitals down the road. So, we're in active fundraising mode. We have the fifth annual Big Z Classic coming up on May 17th, followed by the Big Z Bash, and we have a silent auction. So that's our largest annual fundraiser. But we have many other fundraisers throughout the year. A number of people provide donations via paycheck deduction each weekly or biweekly. So we have money continuing to come in, but we really want to raise enough money where once we are no longer on this earth, our daughter can continue to run the foundation and not have to fundraise. We want to basically create an endowment ultimately if we could, but at this moment we're in active fundraising mode but we're doing fantastic and a lot of money in the bank and ready to help as many families as we can.
So let's go back to the Big Z Bash and the golf tournament. Talk a little bit about that, because I know it's coming up and you're looking for sponsors and people can purchase tickets, and we've heard the bash is a lot of fun because you said you don't have to wear, it's not a dress-up gala. You can come in shorts and flip-flops if you want to. And it's just a really great opportunity to come together. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So let me back up a second, because when Zach passed away, we had 529s for our kids, and we took the the remaining money from Zach's and funded Kendall's, and then we still had a fair amount of money left. So we started a scholarship foundation called the Zach Heffler Memorial Scholarship Foundation through Foundation for Allen School. So we award three scholarships each year in Zach's name. Kelly and I attend the ceremony. We get to meet the parents of the kids that we provide scholarships to. We get to meet the kids, and some of them will be lifelong relationships. So that's very special. But that got sort of fully funded early in the process. So then we started to, we wanted to start our own 501c3, like we referenced, and wow, let's, one of my friends said, let's have a golf tournament. just literally 4 months after we started the 501c3. So these golf tournaments
actually,
take a lot of
time. Actually, it was before. It was crazy because it was even before. And he called and said, hey, do you want to do a golf tournament? Mike says, do you want to do a golf tournament? And I go, all right, sure, I guess. And so
never done that before. We're
like, he's like, we need to get this 501c3 going if we're going to have a golf tournament.
You had to kickstart it, right?
Right. So, but anyway, so 4 months later, we had the first, and it was just an incredible day. It took place at Stonebridge Country Club. The first two did, and now we're over at Heritage Ranch in Fairview, McKinney.
Fairview.
But anyway, so the tournament is a typically fully packed, about 135 to 140 golfers.
Wow. Nice.
Shotgun start. Lots of cool stuff going on the golf course. We have our friends at Spaza that drive around with a couple kegs of beer and provide beer. And then I usually deliver cigars and golf balls. And I ride around with Tim Cusick, who's the one of the head teaching pros over at the new PGA in Frisco.
Nice.
And so he hits golf shots for people, and we have other kind of fun stuff going on the course. And then following the golf tournament, we have kind of a cocktail hour and some snacks and that kind of thing. And then there's that's followed by a sit down dinner, which last year we had 250 people at the dinner, which is the beginning of the Big Z Bash. All along, there's a large silent auction that's occurring as well. So there's
the silent auction is also online. So if you can't attend, we have a lot of amazing things, and that will be posted on our website as well.
Perfect. Great.
Yeah. And then after dinner, typically we'll, or even during dinner, we'll have social workers from Dallas Children's come in and talk about the families that we help. It's very emotional, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
So, and then after that's all done, Kelly will get up and say a few things about the foundation. And then, Empire Six, who's, an incredible band. Last year, I think they had 10 piece band. They had horns, horn section, of course, guitars, keyboards, drums.
All right.
And they play for probably 3 hours, and they're just fantastic. And it's one heck of a party. Honoring Zach and honoring, the foundation, but having lots of fun along the way.
Lots of energy awesome. Throughout the entire day. In fact, the first time we had the Big Z golf tournament, it was at Stonebridge, and we were really nervous because it was forecasted 100% chance of rain. So Mike's like, well, what are we going to do? I'm like, well, we just have to keep going and hope that it works out. And if not, at least we still have the gala at night. And so we saw a lot of other golf tournaments in the area had all canceled, and we just purged on. We get there, and when the registration started, the rain, it was just kind of drizzly. The rain stopped. It was cloudy, and then the sun started to come out, and we were all walking over for the start of the gunshot start. Great. And we look up, and there's a rainbow in the sky. And a big Z in the clouds. Oh, and man. We were like, and it was beautiful the entire day. Cool, but sunny.
Not a drop of rain.
Oh, that's so great.
God blessed your day.
Absolutely.
That is so great.
And so people, now people, when they attend, they their feedback typically as well. That's a party we're never going to miss. So it's just an awesome event. We have Z flags on every hole. You know, and whole sponsors are out there and making the tournament really a lot of fun. But the entire day is just very special, in the interest of raising money for these families.
And Zach, all right. And one other gal said that when she attended, she said, "I didn't know a soul there," but she said it was such a fun energy crowd. She said, "I just felt like I was all part of it. It was like there was no, you know, hesitation." She said she just felt really at home and
that's
had
awesome.
A great time. Yeah. So everybody is welcome and should definitely check out and purchase your tickets online.
Yeah. So where can they go to buy tickets?
So it's all on our website, which is www.bigzfoundation.org. And you can register for golf there. You can purchase tickets for the Big Z Bash there, donate, sign up to volunteer. And
we could use volunteers. So yep. Anybody interested?
Definitely.
We're definitely interested in volunteering and participating. So
fantastic.
But the you'd ask too, some of the other ways to get involved are not only to join us for these two events, but also to join us for several other events throughout the year. And they'll be listed on our website as well. We have various give backs like Spazzo, like we mentioned before. They do a big give back to for us. And then Fish City Grill will have one for us in September.
Yes.
Yep. And
The first Tuesday, is that what they do? The first Tuesday?
Yes, but ours is going to be the second Tuesday because it's the first Tuesday is the Tuesday right after Labor Day.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And then again, you can become a sponsor or a donor. We're taking auction items as well. So in-kind donations are great. You can like us and share us on social media. We really appreciate that. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. And
so I wanted to mention also that, of course, Mike, you're from Walpole. Yep. My husband is from
Norfolk, which is crazy.
I did not want to try and say it because I always mess it up.
Literally like next door neighbors.
That's insane. So we're excited because we're going to share this podcast, of course, and you are as well. But we are hoping that we are able to engage some of our New England friends in making donations to the Big Z Foundation as well. So are you doing the bourbon poll again this year for the bash?
We are.
Okay. Yep. I have a bottle in mind. My favorite new bourbon that I discovered this last year is a small batch Garrison Brothers.
Oh, I've had Garrison
Brothers. It's delicious.
Fantastic.
So I will be donating a bottle of that.
Thank you.
And we'll come and have a good time with you guys and dance. And I'm not going to golf.
I think I'm going to even sign up for golf. And even though I'm terrible at it,
believe me, the golfing talent is very wide ranging on that golf course.
I'll be definitely on the low end of that range. So it'll be fun for people to come out just to watch me golf, just to laugh.
It is. It's just so much fun. I mean, like I said, the tournament, there's a lot of things that are going on the golf course outside of just the foursomes playing the holes. So it's really a fun day. So I'm looking forward to seeing you out there, Ken.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yes, sure.
Speaking
please.
Of bourbon, we didn't mention this, but we had an opportunity to purchase two barrels of bourbon that were specifically for Big Z Foundation. It's called Big Z Bourbon. And we did this through one of Zach's fraternity brothers through Pike. And for a donation of $150 or more, you can have a bottle of Big Z Bourbon, and it's delicious. And we'll have it at the tournament for donation as well.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay.
It's 5-year aged Barrel Select bourbon. Fantastic. Nashville Barrel Company was the is the distiller.
Perfect. Awesome. Bottler. Nice shout out there. So anything else you want to share before we close the show? No?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, okay. Ultimately, we're very thankful for this opportunity for sure. And to kind of talk about, you know, this organization that we could not be more proud of. My wife works tirelessly.
She's amazing.
We have no salaries. All the people that work for the foundation are all on a volunteer basis. So our expenses are very, very low. So any donations that are made, essentially all of those monies go right to the families.
Perfect.
You know, which I think people that are philanthropic want to know where their money is going.
Yes.
in this situation. Certainly that money is going right to the families.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. And everybody listening out here, please go to the website, donate. If you're local here in Allen or in the area, please come out to the Big Z Bash, the golf tournament. It's going to be a blast. We're really excited, looking forward to going. I'm definitely going to want to sign up to volunteer to just make a great whole day of it and just be involved with a great organization. And thank you both for being on.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
We appreciate it.
And thank you, everybody out there, for listening to Not Your Power Couple.